Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang. I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more Reddit stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, that subscribe, and maybe that notification bell too? All really helps out the channel, and let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now, today's first story comes from I Want a Dollar, who says, I, female 32, just found out that my husband, male 36, has a full-blown secret family because his other wife, female 29, just knocked on my door. And it does come with an update as well. Sorry if this sounds so vague and incomplete. I'm confused and my eyes are all swollen up. I thought that I had a pretty happy marriage with Jonas. We have been together for over 11 years now and married for 9. We have twins, female 8. Jonas works in a branch of business where he spends 3 months outside and 3 months at home. During this time, he will visit us and we will visit him. It is inconvenient, but he earns really good. So good, so that I needn't work if I didn't want to. During all those years, I have never suspected him cheating. He was always super honest with me and would even tell me about attraction to other people he felt. So this comes all out of the blue for me. Jonas is away on a business trip for the weekend. A woman knocked on my door. She introduces herself as Cherry. When I asked her what it was about, she broke down crying. I took her in, and after calming her, she started to tell me this story about Jonas. Apparently she and Jonas have been together for over 6 years and have a little boy, 3, together. We were fooled because he keeps his life there completely separate from our life here. He has 2 different sets of social media accounts, and his parents sadly passed away in a car accident 15 years ago. He didn't have to introduce either to them. At first, I was livid and screamed at her, till I calmed down as she was just a victim. Apparently, Cherry found out our husband has an apartment that was paid for by the company, where he would take me if I visit, through some bank statements. She searched his keys and went snooping. There is where she found out about us and decided she wanted to tell me the truth after thinking for over 3 months about it. We both cried our eyes out together, cursed out Jonas, and now she is sleeping on my couch. She is not legally married to Jonas as he sold her the I don't believe in marriage spiel. The only legal spouse he has is me. I know I have to divorce him, but maybe I just need some extra advice and a little husband roasting. Also, should I keep in touch with Cherry and should we introduce our kids? Edit. I guess Reddit only takes stories serious if it has happened over and over again. Thanks for the few helpful advice I have gotten and a serious fuck you to the people making fun of me or calling me a troll. I honestly thought that someone would listen to me here, but I guess it's if I wanted that, I needed to have better grammar and a less crazy story. Thanks for the people that did though. Cherry has left and I pick up my kids from my sisters right now. I'll be leaving the house for a few days to get my ducks in a row and begin legal proceedings. And I think the usual advice when we get these kind of stories when, you know, it's like 99.9% going to end up in divorce is that, like you said at the very end, you need to get your ducks in a row, which I love saying that, and not really focus on revenge or any spiteful shit because, you know, that could go against you when at the moment it's kind of, although you're going for an absolute shit time, don't get me wrong, it's kind of like on your side at the moment. But legally, you know, if you're going to end up in court, you don't want to be like, you know, messing around with stuff or trying to get revenge on him in some way, because that will reflect badly on you, and that's not what you want in court when hopefully things may be in your favor at the moment, although as I say, you've gone for an absolute shit time. But before we go to the update, Civek says, talk to a lawyer first, please. Don't do or say anything that might jeopardize your rights and claims during a divorce, if you choose that path. Best wishes. Purposely Distracted comes in and replies that one saying, absolutely. In the late 80s, I knew an antique dealer who would go to Europe every 6 months and ship a container home to his business. He wasn't that old, but his doctor advised him not to travel anymore. He told his US wife he'd go one last time. He had a heart attack and died in Germany. His wife there had a funeral, burial, etc. US wife didn't hear from him, contacted his hotel, the authorities, etc. The man had been buried for 3 months. The whole story finally was public. He had two grown children in the US. He had two teenagers in Germany. US wife was legally married, German wife was not. Never knew how all that was resolved, but the quiet, assuming man had two families. The last guy you'd expect to do that. Wow. Another thing that jumps into my head after reading these stories, another one that seems to have like a whole nother family, and it jumps into my head that, like, who's got time to have a whole nother family and deal with that side of things? It seems absolutely wild. And look, I know it's not the biggest thing in this story, absolutely not, but I just find it absolutely bizarre. But Half-Blood Bureaucrat says, had a friend's dad who did this for over 13 years before getting caught, and as he was doing it between countries, he managed to get legally married in both countries. To OP, I watched how hard this was on my friend's family when they found out about his dad's other family, and I'm truly sorry this happened to you. Please follow everyone's advice and stay calm and cool until you've sought legal advice. Don't let him know it's coming until he's been served. My friend's mum did not do this, and let's just say it did not go as well as it should have. Alton says, if getting legal help is going to take time, then both you and Cherry should stay cool, calm and quiet, so that you can set the pace with your legal team. Hopefully he doesn't get a bunch of angry texts from Cherry tomorrow and starts making moves, getting his own legal team ready and securing financial assets. Opie replies saying, this will be hard. I want to slap him upside down. I guess if Cherry stayed quiet for 3 months, some few weeks won't kill her. And one more from Pete Repeats, who says, if this post is real, don't do a damn thing. Your feelings are totally normal, but anything perceived as vengeful can hurt you in court. From settlement to custody, don't do anything. Call a lawyer immediately. Make sure it's a good one. Don't move money around. Don't abandon the house. Don't tell the kids everything yet. It will be hard, but you need to absolutely pause everything until you have an attorney's advice. The best revenge will be destroying him in divorce court. So, the update says, thank you guys for your help. I got legal advice today as well as Cherry. We'll be staying in touch through the process and we'll seek therapy first for us individually and then for the kids so that they can work through what's happening. As far as the situation with my husband, I've been advised to keep my mouth shut, so I will be taking the kids to a vacation till my lawyer writes up the divorce agreement and we have enough evidence that he leads a double life. Thankfully, Cherry provided us with loads of evidence that he lives with her half the time and that the children are his. Someone suggested hiring a private investigator to know if he hides more. And some of you suggested that his parents are alive and he is telling us they died is just for convenience and there could be another family that he is running away from. I do not know if this is plausible because we met when we were so young, but I guess I can't put anything beside him anymore. Some questions that were open the last time were, for example, how I never found out when he has two sets of social media accounts with the same name. The thing is, he has not two accounts with the same name. He has a double name, which is very common. So one account is Jonas last name and the other account is Henry last name. And he also does not use his face as profile pictures. They are different pictures also. The company housing situation is very confusing to me too, but as far as I understand, his company has to provide him with an apartment at his other place so that he doesn't have to pay double rent. I think it's called company housing in the US. And no, I do not want to fucking unite the families and stay married to the arsehole. I know polyamory is a thing, but it is not my thing. I love monogamy and besides, polyamory requires honesty and he has been fooling me for 6 years at least so. No, that's not on the table. I would rather be a single mother than be together with a dishonest pig. I have my own job and I take care of my kids alone 6 months of the year either ways. So that is just ridiculous from some of you to suggest I should pick financial stability before my happiness. The last thing was my grammar. I am not a native speaker. I am French and have a B2 in English. My use of slang is just due to series I watch to learn the language. So thanks again for all of you that cared. I will do what is best for the kids and me. I won't badmouth their father in any way, no matter how much I resent him. They will come to their conclusions when they are old enough and he is still their father. And I'm afraid there is no further update on that, and hopefully we may see one again at some point in the future, but who knows. And whatever happens, I do wish Opie the best. I hope that they have moved on, that they have divorced this person, and, you know, they found some happiness in their life, but I'm afraid we just don't know at this moment. But the first paragraph in that update there, when they said they're seeking individual therapy for themselves, Cherry's getting it as well, and the kids in the future to work through what's happened, which I think is a great thing. And I was really shocked in the comments on the very first post when, you know, there were several commenters coming in with stories about people that they knew or people that they've heard of that's leading these double lives. I wonder how many there are out there who's like got two families. And where are these people getting so much time for two families? Holy moly. Anyway, I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Have you ever heard of anyone that's led a double life like this? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below, and let's move on to another story.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And our next story comes from a throwaway account who says, "Boyfriend won't stop telling me I have BO. I've been with my boyfriend for over a year and everything has been great except for one thing. Every single day, at least once, he will tell me that I stink and smell of BO. When we met, I showered every day, applied regular deodorant in the morning, brushed my teeth 3 times a day. Now I'm so paranoid about smelling bad that I shower at least twice a day. I apply new industrial strength deodorant every few hours. I have a reminder on my phone, perfume, and I brush my teeth anytime I eat or drink something that isn't water. I feel like I'm going crazy. I didn't think I smelled bad in the beginning, and I don't think I smell bad now, but I obviously smell bad to him, right? I'm that weirdo that keeps sneakily smelling their own armpits. I've been to the doctor and he has said there is nothing medically wrong. It has honestly gotten to the point where I literally shove my armpit in my friends and family's faces, asking if I smell bad. They all say I don't smell like BO at all. One friend even said I smell too clean, like a Lush store. I'm getting so paranoid. He won't cuddle or anything when he says I smell. I really don't know what more I can do." And I accidentally already read the update on this one. I just browsed over it and saw what it said, and holy moly, stick with me guys. But Princess Shira says, either it's just one of those times where you smelled bad to him, and to him only, or he's doing this on purpose to avoid intimacy or control you or something. As an ex-husband of mine did this to me. Wouldn't be intimate but blame me. A number of reasons, including I had a bad breath. I went to the dentist who told me there was nothing wrong with my breath. It's not you, it's him. Waves and Mountain says he's negging you so that you are desperate to earn his approval. Break up with that piece of shit. Damn, I'd never heard of negging before, but I looked it up. It says negging, derived from the verb meaning negative feedback, is an act of emotional manipulation where a person makes a deliberate backhanded compliment or otherwise flirtatious remark to another person to undermine their confidence and increase their need of the manipulator's approval. Apologies, you guys probably already know that. It's just me here, but I thought I'd let you know anyway. Charles, he says, he's doing this to make you paranoid and question yourself. It'll start with this and escalate to other issues. Dump him and get a partner who thinks you smell irresistible and can't get enough of your scent. And one more from Time Lily, who says, I'm really sorry, you need to get out of there. Brushing your teeth so many times in one day can actually do a lot of damage to them. Also, this is obviously affecting your self-esteem, and you do not need to and shouldn't stay with anybody who's making you feel like this. So, update. So, unexpected edit. I wanted for him to make a comment this morning so I could talk to him. It was less than an hour after waking up that he said, God, you stink. I had already showered and put on deodorant. I snapped and asked what exactly he was smelling because at this point, I'm one of the cleanest people on the planet and if I still smell bad to him, then we should just break up. He got all panicked and upset. I eventually got out of him that this is what his father always said to his mother. Apparently his father told him that it was a surefire technique to have a woman never leave you because she will feel too low to cheat, will love only you, and will always be clean. Needless to say, his father is wrong. He's packing his things and moving out of my house today. So he was telling her that she basically stinks so she would stay with him. God, that's so stupid. And his father had a part to play in this emotional abuse as well. He saw it growing up because it was happening to his mother. And I feel sorry for his mother in this situation as well, who's likely still probably going through this kind of shit. I'm glad OP did break this off in the end because holy shit, what would happen in the future? But what do you guys make of this situation? How would you have acted if you was OP? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from AtticLights5475, who says, am I the arsehole for returning the money my husband took from my family for attending our cookout? For context, my female 28 husband, male 33, comes from a wealthy family, and he himself has inherited a number of assets from his relatives. One of them is this huge house where we live right now, with a pool and a huge backyard with lots of features. We decided to host our first cookout after we got married 7 months ago, and we invited both his and my family. That was on Friday. Both families came and we had lots of fun, and everyone went home later. I then got a phone call from Mum and she didn't sound okay. She asked whether or not my husband took money from his family before they attended the cookout. I was confused. I asked what she was talking about and she told me that my husband charged every single person from my side of the family who attended the event $25. I was utterly shocked and very angry and felt like this has legitimately damaged my relationship with most of my family because almost all of them came over. Not just that, but he got $275 from them. I was so livid. I hung up the phone and confronted him immediately. He told me that my family got to enjoy the space and view and said that I should think of it as a resort cookout since this house has a lot of luxuries. And that what made it worse is the fact that his family didn't pay like mine had to. He laughed and reminded me that his family gave him this house. I demanded he give the money back, but he said no and that he won't even give it to me since the house is technically his. I went and took the money and gave everyone who paid their money back with a sincere apology from me. My husband found out and flipped out at me, calling what I did as overstepping and disrespectful. I told him he shouldn't have taken money from my family for being guests at our house, but he corrected me saying it's his house and said that he'd bet my family had never got to attend a cookout at a house like this and that it was just $25. But I disrespected him and went behind his back and took money that wasn't mine. We stopped talking after this argument and he keeps venting to his mum about me taking his money that he earned his own way. So many red flags in one post. I don't even really know where to start, but you know, charging your family to come round to a barbecue or a cookout and saying stuff like, you know, they appreciate the scenery around them, like as it's an experience for them sort of things. Treat it as like a resort. And the question that's going through my head, has he always been like this, or is this like a new thing? Because why are you with this guy in the first place if he's always been like this? I can 100% say if someone treated my family in that way, there's no way I'd be with them. Simple as that. In fact, I got almost the opposite in my family going on at the moment. This weekend, hopefully, if the weather's nice, I'm attending a barbecue that one of my brothers is running. And, you know, whenever we go around the house, it's like every other month or so. Like the last 3 months in a row so far, they've been hosting the barbecues. He enjoys doing it, so. And hopefully I'll pay him back soon. Although I'm a shite barbecue cooking person, whatever you call them. But, you know, his family insists, you know, that we pay for nothing. We just bring ourselves around and enjoy the food. And it's to the point now, you know, where I feel like I have to. You know, we go around, drink his beer, we have eat all his food, and I just feel guilty for it. So I want to take a gift around to him of some sort. So, you know, any suggestions down in the comments will be truly appreciated. But what OP was saying, again, you know, you demanded that he give the money back. And he says, no, he won't give the money back because the house is technically his. And okay, sure, the house may be technically his or whatever, but who treats their partner and talks to him in this way as well? And another random question that's going through my head, I don't know why this one's going through my head, it makes no difference to the story whatsoever, but I wonder what his family is like and if they found out about this information, because that's not normal to me. Trying to charge someone to come round for a cookout, barbecue, whatever, in any situation, wouldn't be normal to me. So I'm curious to what his family would think of him doing that, or if that's like normal in that family as well. But Tyson says, I hope that this isn't a true story because your husband sounds like the world's biggest asshole. Needless to say, not the asshole. Your husband's reasoning makes no sense. Who charges people, let alone family, to come to their house and have a party? That's psychotic. Groundbreaking replies that saying, I worked in finance for a few years and often would speak to clients who were wealthy. I learned pretty quickly that there were two kinds of millionaires, nice rich people and assholes. Many of the kindest people I talked to in those years were our wealthiest clients. I suspect that many of them became wealthy because people wanted to engage with them, patronize their businesses and hire them because they were nice people. They were also definitely clients who inherited wealth and displayed an astonishing amount of entitlement. There were also plenty of clients who would get incredibly nasty about accounts that were worth very little. Those were the assholes. Money doesn't change who you are, it amplifies who you are. Nyan says, did his personality do a 180 after you got married or something? I can't wrap my head around you marrying someone who thinks so little of you and your family. Not the asshole. Pat James says, not the asshole. Don't you realize that you are a guest in that house? That is his home, not yours. So you are married, big deal. What is his, and what is yours is his. He keeps venting to his mum about me taking his money that he earned his own way. And then says, first, this might be the only time that he has ever earned any money. Second, he isn't venting to mummy. He is crying to his mummy and involved her in things that are none of her business. This is just between you and him. By the way, mummy's boys never make good husbands. Hopefully, you do not have children, so the divorce could be pretty painless, and you can easily block him and go no contact. If you think this is going to get better, think again. And one more from Meow Girly, who says, not the asshole, divorce him and cut your losses. He sounds like a stuck-up and controlling jerk. You are married. That is your house, too. Now, what would you do in this situation? You know, one of the comments was right, and what I was saying at the very start is like, has he always been like this, or has he changed at some point down the road? Because surely this behaviour must have cropped up before. He must have seen your family before. Has he always treated them this way? What do you guys think of this one? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support and time always means the absolute world to me. And I just want you to know that. So thank you so much for what you do. Anyway, hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay,
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.